Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm going to go ahead and hit the button.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Okay, little Jess, first and foremost, who is our contestant?
Jessica Rodriguez from the East Side.
Oh, Jessica, you're going to love this.
Yay.
Jessica, are you ready to meet your ringer, the person who your financial security for the future lies in their hands right now?
I am ready.
All right, Kayla, bring him in. You might remember our buddy from Jersey Shore. He's going to be hanging out with our friends at Chippendales. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Vinny. Vin, how are you? Bring you right in.
Hey, guys.
Now, here's the fun part about this. So, Vin, where'd you get? Didn't you go to college?
Yes. You said that so shocked.
No. I'm making sure I have it right. Because we've talked about this. Here's the thing. When you were coming down, I go, he's got to play Spence's Challenge. Because I remember Vin's really smart.
Yeah.
That you never get.
Is this a smart thing? I have to be smart for this?
Is this a smart thing?
You've got like the study skills for it. Like if you read things, you attain them a lot better than most.
So. Yeah, I was good. I went to college. I had a 3.9 GPA.
Yeah. And, no, I remember.
Political science. I was going to go to law school before I became a reality TV idiot.
See?
But it prepared me for this moment, though.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I didn't need the school, but I need it for this challenge.
For this challenge right here.
And two things to know right now. So he's going to be here for 5 weeks only hosting Chippendales.
Yes.
And by the way, look how cut this guy is right now.
I was just noticing that. I'm like, dang, look at you.
Yeah, I haven't eaten a carb in weeks.
Yeah, you're full keto right now.
Yeah, I'm the keto Guido. So it's a way of life. No, seriously, I have a whole Instagram page called Keto Guido. It has 700,000 followers.
Oh my God.
And I post pictures of my keto food all day and people seem to love it.
So I don't even have to ask you to lift your shirt. I don't even want to know. No, I can tell.
Unless you want to.
I can tell. I really want to.
Oh my God.
Look at this son of a.
Listen, I'm getting ready for Chippendales, so I have to do my best.
I really.
First of all, have you seen Chippendales? Next to those guys, I'm a dweeb. Okay.
Oh no, you're not.
I'm like
at
the
all.
Size of their leg.
When we had Tyson in a few months ago when he was in town, we always ask him about his diet, and he's like, "Oh yeah, Bedford. Like you don't eat carbs for like the weeks leading up to it. There's no carbs. It's like nothing but protein in the morning time, and then you shred all day."
Yeah, that's the secret, though.
Yeah. I mean, there's different times where like you're more cutting, and you know, time. But for this, like, I want it to look really good. And I haven't eaten anything. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, you really do. You look great.
Thank you.
How much? What do you usually walk around at?
My walking around usually like 165. But then, like when I'm trying to cut it up a little bit, I'll go a little lower.
Yeah, where are you at now?
You know, probably like
buck and a half.
Like 162 or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm on 150.
Yeah, but you always walk around pretty cut.
Yeah, I got legs and stuff too. I got a fat ass.
Nice. So, I wish I did. Yeah. I wish I did. That's the one thing I'm working on back. We haven't seen each other in a minute. Michael, who's with you, we hadn't seen each other in a minute. He just tripped out. And I've lost like 30 pounds. Just stopped eating crap. My wife and I are so disgusting. We walk four laps around the park every night. It's 3 miles.
Vinny, we get to hear about it every morning.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to tell you about the walk today.
Spence gets payback. For when he started working out and he dropped a bunch of weight, and we had to hear about it all the time.
I did the P90X thing. And nice. So when something works for you and you lose some weight, then you want to tell everybody about
Telling everybody, yeah.
And they're like, hey, well, you know what worked for me was.
Trust me.
And he's in here stretching all the time. And this is warrior pose. It was like, oh, shut up.
Nothing better than doing yoga in studio when, you know, nobody else in the room can touch their toes.
Yeah. No, that's why people, like, who are keto always talk about it. It's like a meme. Like, everyone is like,
oh, yeah.
Don't worry about. Like, you don't have to ask if someone's keto. They'll tell you.
No, keto's the new CrossFit.
Yeah, exactly.
It totally is. Keto,
it's a religion.
Keto and Orange Theory. Those are the new CrossFit where it's like, shut up already about it. But no, but you look great.
Thank you.
And so you're going to do 5 weeks of Chippendales?
Yep, 5 weeks.
That's healthy stint.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And it starts, what is this, next week?
This week. This Friday.
God, this Friday is the 26th.
Yeah.
Holy
cow. This Friday.
Man.
I have to go another week without eating carbs. I was going to do it anyway.
You got the choreo down? Everything? You feeling good?
Yeah, I feel good. You know, I just want to give my fans a good time. People coming in. We called it a hashtag Vinny vacation, a Vinny Vegas vacation.
I like that.
So, you know, I want people to have an excuse to come, to party. You know, I love Chippendales. It's that perfect spot for if you're like at a bachelorette party or something and it's like you want to fill some time in, like before the club. You know, like you just kind of like that. It's that hour, those hours where it's like, what do we do?
No, you're the,
you know what I mean?
You're the pre-funk.
There. Yeah, but exactly.
But it's like real. It's like the co-main event.
Best kind of funk.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before they go out and just erase their brain
just
of everything.
Before it all goes south.
And then you're doing, are you dipping your toe back in the reality well with Pauly D?
Yeah, we have a show airing right now called Double Shot at Love, which is a dating show that me and him did where we lived in a house with 20 women and we eliminate them one by one. It's like The Bachelor meets Jersey Shore and had this weird baby called Double Shot at Love.
Why am I not watching this? Honestly, I didn't know. I thought it was coming up.
No, we're on our third week. Yeah. So
there's still time.
You have to watch it, yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, just the idea that Vinny's finding love, like, I am so in on this because I have loved Vinny for a year. Like, you were my favorite
on
the show. I mean, so the idea that you're finding love, I'm like, oh, who is he going to pick? What's your type?
Yeah, that's why we have fans because people, they're like you. They're like, what are they doing trying to actually find love? But no, we really went in there open-minded because our lives are so weird. It's hard for us to meet women.
Yeah.
That like meeting them on some weird social experiment reality show might actually work for us because it's harder for me to meet them in the real world.
Easy, Jessica. So, Jesus.
And he's still
on the radio.
Come on.
And she just muted us. She's muted. No, she hacked up a lung. Vinny doesn't have headphones on right now, so he couldn't hear that.
Oh, yeah.
Just for being here, Jessica, would you like tickets to go see Vinny at Chippendales?
Sure.
We'll set that. Yeah, don't sound too enthusiastic. Yeah. She's like, is my husband listening right now? I don't
couldn't
know.
Couldn't be too excited about that response.
Can't be too fired up about it. Here's what's funny. You've never been in studio with us before.
No, but we've spoken, right?
Yeah. And that's what I was saying before, that I've always liked Vin a lot. Every time we've gotten off the phone, I'm like, dig that dude. So I'm excited about this right now. Thank you for
imagine
playing
Imagine I came
Spencer's
in here as just a big douche.
Oh, it'd be terrible, wouldn't it?
Oh.
Or if we were.
Yeah.
If you were
true.
Like, oh, this is the worst. I got up early. This sucks.
Exactly. I've been there. I've done those interviews before. So.
Awful. And where they're just trying to get at you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Where
it's
not welcoming. I hate that. So here was the only thing we realized you didn't know about Spence's Challenge.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. 5 questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines.
Okay.
We don't say pass on this show. We say Jim Bob Cooter.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. You can say pass.
Okay.
You're new. It's okay.
Jim Bob Cooter. I want to do it right.
Yeah, do it right. Yeah.
And then I would say, are you going to Cooter today? And then you would say, not today. And then I would hit this right
not
now.
The day.
And away we would go.
Okay.
And I'm leaving the room, right?
Spence leaves
the room. Yeah, you got to leave the room.
And then you're playing.
It was like, who guesses the most answers?
So you have 5 questions, 30 seconds.
Yep.
And you should answer more than him.
Simple. It's real.
Jim Bob Cooter, if I don't know it.
Are you reading stuff right now? Do you still read? Like, do you get
do you read?
No, you know what I mean? But do you get up? But
that's
some people don't.
That's actually one of the bits on the show. He actually just gets up there and reads a book for all the women at Chippendale.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, it's real sexy.
Yeah, I read.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, do you go to read, like, news sites and stuff? Do you see, like, current events?
Yeah, I see current events.
You know, because some people, they're like, social media, that's all they got. They have for
food. But yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts and like we talk, you know, where people are talking about stuff going on. So.
Well, this should work.
And Twitter.
It's
listen,
work.
If I don't know it, it's even better. Jim Bob Cooter.
By the way, that's how you know he's intelligent because when you do you read stuff? And oh, really? Do I read? Oh,
no,
really?
It's just funny. Do you know how to read?
No. But see, that's how you know a guy's smart because that's how they would take it. All right, so here we go. Time will start when I read the first one.
Okay. Do I have a time limit?
There's
or no?
5 questions, 30 seconds.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, so don't waste too much time.
Okay,
But, I mean, we're okay.
Okay.
All right, don't do it. All right. So one of the stars of the Breaking Bad prequel says that show is going to end after next season, season 6, just like Breaking Bad did. What is the name of that Breaking Bad prequel?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Who dropped their $100 million lawsuit against the producers of Sharknado?
Tara Reid.
Peyton Manning grabbed headlines yesterday for passing on a TV gig. Which one did he pass on?
Jim Bob Cooter.
One-year-old Prince Louis showed some teeth in his birthday pics. How many teeth?
Three.
And Ariana Grande got hit right in the chest with what during her Coachella set the other night?
Underwear.
Oh, that's good.
That's a challenge, that's a challenge, that's a challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
All right, Jessica, hang on 1 second. Okay? Jessica.
Do you love your answer?
Jessica's like, are you going to play tomorrow? Do you want to play tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay, good. You're so enthusiastic about everything.
Well,
awesome.
I know you're saving up for Game 7 tonight. I know you're saving up.
Yeah, right, it's my birthday, so...
You should be excited. Happy birthday.
Hopefully they win on my birthday and give me a birthday present.
This is what I'm saying.
Please.
Right.
And hopefully Spence goes totally in the tank right now so you can have some cash, too.
Could happen.
All right, hang on 1 second. Are you going to be in any shape to play tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. I'm too old to be going out and partying hard for my birthday.
Understood. Hang on 1 second. All right, same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. You ready?
No, but go ahead.
No, you should be. You should be. Honestly, these are...
You always say that right when I get
two. Yeah, right. You're right when you get nothing. Yeah. All right, here we go. One of the stars of the Breaking Bad prequel says the show is going to end after next season, season 6, just like Breaking Bad did. What is the name of that Breaking Bad prequel?
Better Call Saul.
Who dropped their $100 million lawsuit against the producers of Sharknado?
The Sharks.
Peyton Manning grabbed headlines yesterday for passing on a TV gig. What did he pass on?
Monday Night Football.
One-year-old Prince Louis showed some teeth in his birthday pics. How many teeth did he show?
His two front teeth.
And Ariana Grande got hit right in the chest with what during her Coachella set?
A lemon.
By the way, I offered.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
I offered Vin, to slip him the answers, and he said, no, I'll go.
Yeah, I just wanted to.
He said, I'll go naked.
It was funnier to guess them, honestly.
Yeah, no. Actually, what's even funnier is to watch your reaction out of the corner of my eye when you know that he got one right that you didn't.
Yeah, I was like, I watched Better Call Saul. It's too early.
I was surprised you didn't know the Better Call Saul. So here we go. One of the stars of the Breaking Bad prequel says the show will end after next season, season 6, just like Breaking Bad did. What is the name of that Breaking Bad prequel, Vin said?
Jim Bob Cooter.
And Cooter.
I just wanted to really say that.
And Spence.
I knew the answer, but I wanted to say that.
Just to get it out there. Yeah. And Spence said...
Better Call Saul.
As we all know, was the answer 1 for Spence. Who dropped their $100 million lawsuit against the producers of Sharknado? Vin said.
Tara Reid.
I'm so used to looking at my screen and grabbing the name. I just did it on Rhea. Tara Reid and Spence said.
The Sharks.
One of you is right.
Yes! I got one right!
1-1, it's Tara Reid. I'm going to give him a booyakasha. Give him
all
a booyakasha.
I need to get one. I'm good now.
Yeah.
I can leave.
Yeah,
good
you
night.
Did get shut out. Good night,
everybody. Yeah.
Peyton Manning grabbed headlines yesterday for passing on a TV gig. What did he pass on? Vin said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Ah! You knew it, too. Yeah, I knew you knew
again,
it.
Again, he just wanted to say Jim Bob Cooter. So.
And Spence said?
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
Booyah!
Spence asked, too. One-year-old Prince Louis showed some teeth in his birthday pics. How many teeth? Vin said?
3.
Could have been anything. Spence said?
His 2 front teeth.
His 2 front teeth.
Booyah!
3 for Spence. And Ariana Grande got hit right in the chest with what during a Coachella set? Vin said.
Underwear.
Underwear. Who's throwing underwear at Ariana Grande?
Me, if I had the chance.
Pete, please take me back. Please. Spencer?
A lemon.
Dude, Beyonce fans. Beehive, settle down.
What was that about exactly?
Lemonade from Lemonade. Because that's been a thing now since Lemonade. So that's why they threw the lemon at Ari. Because there were rumors out there that Ari made double what Beyonce did, even though that's not true.
Oh, okay.
And all of that kind of stuff. Anyway, Vin won. Spence won. And 2.
Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. My name's Spence. And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
I guess we probably still need to go through the formalities. Yeah. Jessica, even though you do get... You do get Chippendales tickets. You are going to play tomorrow.
So
but
you get nothing.
I mean, that's not
you
true.
You lose.
You do lose.
Good day, sir.
Or madam, and then we'll see you tomorrow.
Jessica.
All right, sounds awesome.
And Vinny, you both have been dismissed.
Oh, you didn't even know he was going to get dismissed.
Damn.
Sorry, Vinny. That's not very welcoming. Yeah. All right, so Jess, we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, hang on 1 second. So here's how it works now.
Yeah.
So again, you start Friday.
Yeah.
And Double Shot at Love on MTV.
Thursdays at 8 p.m. on MTV.
Excellent. And nice. Then it'll run. And then I'm sure it runs 1,000 times after that. It's easy. Yep. It's easy to see
watch
the show.
It online, on demand, whatever you want.
It's great to see you in the flesh, live and in person.
Thank you. I'm really upset that I failed that challenge so bad. So. I'm very competitive.
No.
I'm not going to have a good day now.
I thought you knew. That's why, because next time you would study, you'd be fine.
Yeah, next time I come in.
What do people usually say to you when they meet you for the first time? What shocks them about you? You're taller than I thought.
Really? Oh, yeah. I usually get shorter.
Really? No, you're taller than I thought.
People come up to me because TV makes you look bigger.
Yep.
Like, oh, you're bigger on TV. I'm like, thanks.
No, because I've always thought, you're way taller than I thought because when you, Ronnie, I've met before, and Ronnie is very short.
Yeah. Paulie's actually pretty tall.
Paulie's taller than I thought, too.
Yeah, he without the hair. Just him.
And I'm like, yeah, right?
Yeah.
And I'm glad that it's you two doing the show.
Oh, thank you. I mean, we wouldn't have it any other way. Those were like brothers.
Honestly, well, yeah, exactly. And Paulie's been through too. Good dude. Good dude.
Yes, great dude.
And I would tell the world the same thing about you.
Thank you so much.
And if you guys, if the girl you pick is 18, you get her pregnant and you could have like a crossover, like teen mom.
Double shot of teen mom.
I'm gonna pitch that show to MTV.
Yeah, right? By the way, you're a businessman. I don't know. You're a businessman. I don't know. I'm just
double shot.
Oh god.
Double shot. Yeah,
that does not sound right.
or does it sound so right that your mind is blown?
Yeah, it could be.
Look, he's grabbing his bag. Vince grabbing his bag. He's like, all right,
he's getting uncomfortable.
He's like, all right, this is
talking about teens and double shots.
Yeah.
Now I'm uncomfortable. So we're
exactly.
Good. Best of luck. We'll see you at Chippendales.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vince.
Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5
KLUC. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.